Hi, this is a dictation for Maycarney, Maecarney, date of service is 3-2-2023, date of birth 3-26-93, date of accident is 1-18-2022. The patient, Maycarney, is here for a follow-up evaluation. She has allegedly a lot of pain in her left shoulder, left arm, radiating, including the neck, as well as pain in the lower back and the radiation to the left posterior part of the leg and sometime to the front. She has weakness of the right arm and she has dropped her phones and plates. Although the knee pain is now completely gone, overall pain level is between 4 and 6. ADLs are affected 5. And she alleges all of these symptoms as a result of automobile accident that happened on 1-18-2022, where she was hit on the driver's side of another car as a restaurant driver, leading to headaches with some symptoms of TBI, which included dizziness, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, fearful of the event, and nausea, as well as the patient started having pain in the neck and the left side of the lower back, and also she had pain in the right knee, which is now completely better. The radiation of the pain to the arm and the leg is less often. It does involve all the five fingers. Patient has extensive physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, medications, and home treatment. And apparently she reports now that the pain level is between 4 and 6. And she is still concerned about the weakness of the right arm and radiation of numbness and pain. And it was not reported as strongly before. So the MRI for the neck was never done. And 60% relief has been obtained with all the treatment. ADLs that are affected are sleep, which is 8, the general activity, walking ability, and enjoyment of life are affected 7, the mood is affected 6. And in the system review, in neurology psych, positive symptom, headaches, difficulty sleeping. In the pain and numbness, positive symptoms, lower back pain, numbness, hip pain, and difficulty walking. GI, GU, and respiratory, none. No additional issues. No changes in medical, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Pain level remains the same. Substance abuse, none. Patient is advised to consider medical marijuana for long-term use and a medical certification. Compliance program. Patient is reports full compliance to the pain medicine regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 124/88, pulse is 89, pulse ox is 100%. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit of 1-11-2023, dictation number 0113-069. Along with diagnosis, plan is to continue physical therapy 1 week now. She already has a year of therapy with traction and massage. Home therapy has been advised, including yoga, meditation, stretching. She is released on a light duty for 7 hours, 7 days with 10 pounds with some rest. Case management is going on for her. She also has been ordered to have referred to a psychiatrist, as well as laser treatment has been advised to her, and she has been ordered to have a neuropsych evaluation for her brain. An MRI of the cervical spine was ordered, considering pain, shooting pain in her right arm, to make sure there is no missed pathology. Patient is also referred to neurology for an EMG of the left upper extremity and left lower extremities. A neuropsych evaluation was also ordered, and they will be considered by the caseworker that is coming. The patient is provided with the following medications, which are naproxen and 500 twice a day, Flexeril, which is 10 milligram twice a day, and Ortram 100 milligram at night. Thank you.